This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
The last few weeks, you and I have walked a journey of truth and honesty, a journey of pain and a journey of self-enrichment, a journey of reconciliation, and for some, a journey of restoration. For many, the scar is too deep to revisit, and it might just be easier to sweep it under the carpet and pretend that we are not affected or impacted by the reality that haunts us as people living in South Africa. You see, South Africa has one of the highest rates of fatherlessness in the world. According to the 2017 Stats SA General Household Survey, a shocking 61.8% of children under the age of 18 live without their fathers. Of this, 10.1% of children live life with fathers who have deceased through natural causes or otherwise. While 51.7% of children's fathers are alive but not living with their children. According to a survey made in 2013, reported in South Africa's Institute of Race Relations, black children are the hardest hit, while the absence of their fathers among white children has increased to 32% in the past 15 years. Only 33% of South African children live with both their parents. And of this, a remaining 67%, only 39% live with their biological mother and 4% with their biological father. The reason I'm so interested this morning in these statistics is just to give you an idea of how families have been under attack for the last 20 years or so. We live in a world where families are reinforced by the presence of only one parent. We live in a reality of children-head families where brothers become father figures and there is no one at home to see the children through. You might be asking yourself, well, what impact does this have on a growing child who lives their life without a father? Well, a child's diminished self-concept is what you can expect from a child who lives in a world where daddy is not home. You can also anticipate perhaps poor academic performance, because 71% of high school dropouts are perhaps as a result of fatherlessness. Fatherless children are more troubled academically than you can ever imagine, scoring poorly on tests, whether it's regarding reading, mathematics, or thinking skills. This scar is so deep that it even affects the academic performance. Of course, drug and alcohol abuse amongst fatherless children is more likely to reign as children run to drugs and alcohol to numb the pain of not being able to run home to tell daddy about their day or to have daddy shape them to become bigger and better than what they anticipate. Exploitation and abuse are some of the results that fatherless children experience on a daily as they suffer from physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. It is so hard to live in this world without a man that you can call your father. It was shocking to me as I was continuing to do my research to find out that mental health disability amongst fatherless children truly has been growing in a very alarming rate, as depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts are constantly surrounding the child who is starving from the absence of their father. Might I submit to you this morning that the presence of you as a father in your child's life is more important than you can ever imagine. And as I spend more time researching, I find that men are more likely to commit suicide more than women by the stress and the anxiety that is driven by not having a man who can show you the path you need to walk in this cold and lonely life. Girls are more likely to date older men, not only because of financial stability, but by craving having a father figure to walk with you through this journey called life. Someone sent me an anonymous message saying, "You've spent an entire month talking about men and not once talking about mothers. But you see, my focus this morning is on daddy issues. You see, one kiss from dad is worth 1,000 kisses from mom. Because as you crave and as you grow in this life, needing both the breast milk that comes from mom, but also needing the compassion and the love that comes from dad. And many have grown and sustained themselves from the breast milk of mom. But mom, might I submit to you that as a child grows, their immune system hungers for a sustenance, for a dish that only dad can serve. One nod of approval from dad is worth 100 nods from mom. And no offense, mom, we have lived a very healthy and sustaining life from your nods. But you see, from dad, dad's approval can make a man believe that he can fly. You see, dad's approval lets a boy know that indeed I am on the right path. It lets the girl know that indeed I can take on great and mighty things. Please don't get me wrong, mom. We need you. But our biggest challenge is getting over our daddy issues. This tells us that we are truly walking this journey of life in search of two fathers. And for the last couple of weeks, I've spent time talking about our earthly fathers, fathers who we can touch, fathers who we can speak to, fathers who we can relate with. But I want to introduce a father this morning that loves you more than you can ever imagine, a father who is ready and willing to carry you when your earthly father gets tired. You see, we are only as poor as we see ourselves to be. You see, you are only as broken as you claim to be. Your issues are only as big as you portray them to be. Above it all, when those who have grown in this life without the presence of their fathers and have experienced daddy issues, they can safely tell you that it has been a tough journey. But there's a father I want to introduce to you this morning who hungers for you. And as we have celebrated our earthly fathers last week, today I want to expose you to a love of your heavenly father, which is mountains above the love of your earthly father. A God who is so ready to fill up your cup that it might begin to overflow. I encourage you this morning to take a seat and pour another glass of water, perhaps a cup of tea, as we conclude a series which I love to call daddy issues. Today's word comes from 1 John 3 and verses 1. I love sharing the word of God with you. It's something that I look forward to every single morning. And if you have it, allow me to read for you. It says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." I love the King James Version, which says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." My Father, my God, Father, we come before you because there is nowhere else we can go, O God. Father, your love covers us. Father, your grace covers our wounds, O God. Your light shines on our darkness, O God. We've looked on the highest mountain and traveled to the lowest seas, but still, O God, there is no greater love than the one you have for us, O God. Father, may you minimize me and maximize yourself as you speak to your people, O God, as you restore your people, O God. Father, as you renew us, as you build us, Father, we are holding nothing back. We give it all to you, O God. And in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and amen. This morning, you and I are concluding a series that we started in the beginning of June, when we started talking about daddy issues, and you sent me so many messages that I've been receiving through my email, magwabeni@capricornfm.co.za. I've been getting a lot of inboxes as well, and I'm so grateful to be able to connect with you to speak on real life issues that we are dealing with. And for the mothers who received Father's Day cards last week, I pray for you. I pray that God gives you the grace, and may you accept them and know that your child loves you and don't mean to hurt you. It is just the hunger sometimes that makes a child do things that might leave you in a very difficult position. I got a message here that says, "Mpho Magwabeni, you just touched my heart when you say young girls date older men because they want love." She says, "I'm possessed with so many men's spirits in me. I don't even know some I've slept with because I'm hungry for a father's love. But I haven't found one. Instead, they take advantage of me." Anonymous, in the next hour, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm really going to be praying for you. After almost 4 weeks of sharing on the series Daddy Issues, I'm sure you are looking for me to share some nuggets with you. 5 ways to get over your daddy issues. 3 ways to becoming a better child to a father who is absent in your life. 10 ways to being a better father and more open dad. But to be honest with you, I think that the answer to this question lies in finding our identity, our healing in the only Father who formed us before we were even stitched together in our mother's womb. You see, in Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordered thee a prophet unto the nation." Our Father who seeks us day and night never given up on us. You see, Ezekiel 34 verses 11 says, "For thou saith the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." You see, the only Father who can give us His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe in Him should have life and life in abundance, the one who knows us by name. In Psalm 91 verses 14 to 16 it says, "Because He loves me, saith the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." In Psalm 68 verses 5 to 6, David says, "A father to the fatherless, a defender for widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families." See, this series, Daddy Issues, was not only about children looking for their earthly fathers, but fathers who were looking for their earthly fathers as well. But for that moment that we realize that our identity is not only found in the earthly father, but our identity is woven in on our earthly father. And for that individual who is tired of looking on their earthly father for warmth, for comfort, for love, that individual who is tired of looking for their earthly fathers and now seeking grace and presence from their earthly father, their heavenly father understands that there will come a point in your life where we have to choose whether we are going to heal from the absence of our earthly father or continue to dwell in the emptiness that our earthly fathers have left us in. But I stopped this morning to ask you, have you confronted the issues you might be having with your heavenly father? Oh, you thought Daddy Issues was only about your relationship with your earthly father? Well, it's also about your relationship with your heavenly father. For many who have questions as to why he always felt lonely and maybe confused as to why God will allow chaos to reign in your life, or why God let you grow up in the way that you did, having to fight for everything that you have, never resting a day in your life because your earthly father left you with scars so deep it is hard for you to comprehend. David says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I raise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guard me." God has been looking for you. God knows that you've been through so much in this life. God understands the pain that you feel. God knows that your earthly father has disappointed you and left you for dead. God understands that truly you are so heartbroken. And I know it might take months, maybe even years, before you find any clear idea as to how you are going to stitch together this relationship with your earthly father. Maybe he might even die before you have answers to the questions in your head. But the Bible says in Revelations 3 verses 20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." The rejection from an earthly father is painful, I know. The absence of your father is painful. Beyond recognition, I know. But here stands at the door a father who is waiting to heal you. A father who is ready to walk with you in this life. A father who is ready to pay the debts your earthly father could not pay. A father who is ready to make up for your earthly father's shortcomings. So I thought to ask you this morning, will you open the door for God that he might help you deal with your daddy issues? Zabukumandizori, Hemapungo, a daddy issues, the Arukwama Rote, our Nam Tia Nangarin Nazunquami. Damba Nangwabao, Nemgara Nefo, Nazuingwes Nekamusi, you would rather prefer it being done a certain way. And perhaps he struggles to display that type of affection to you. And that may cause daddy issues. I really take the time to unpack this because there are many who are living with the scars. Many who are living a testimony of what it's like to be without a father. I got a voice note. My brother, good morning.
Morning, sir.
I got your voice note this morning, and it was truly, truly one that really shook me. I want to play it, and I want to also speak a blessing on your life. Is that okay?
Okay, that's not a problem.
Let me play you the voice note.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bruce Makwaka from Soshanguve. Just to be honest, I'm touched. I'm speechless, you know. Wow, everything just said about dads and stuff, that's true. I grew up fatherless. That's me. I have a son now. Oh. Everything you just said, it's true. I'm a father now. I grew up with that anger, you know, of not having a father and everything. Wow, wrong decisions I made and stuff. But the day my son was born, everything changed.
Mm.
You know, my life changed because, like, I wanted to be a good person because, like, in a way, he changed me. He made me a better person, you know. You know, yeah. Hence, actually, I want to be there for him.
Mm.
He's my life changer. Mm. Everything you said about, like, things you said about alcohol, drug abuse, suicidal thoughts, I had them.
Mm.
But, you know, the day my son was born, everything changed. Hence, I say, today I'm a hands-on dad.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for such topic and stuff. Wow, such things, like, then we hardly talk about them, but to be honest, I'm touched.
Bruce.
Yeah, man.
My brother, I want to thank you for acknowledging what you didn't receive. And as painful as it might have been growing up, looking into the mirror and never knowing what it feels like to have a father looking back at you, to have a father raising you to be a father yourself, I want to say thank you for being the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Thanks. Yeah. One of those things, because, like, there are things we take lightly, right? We take them lightly, so to speak.
Mm.
But to be honest, I think we hardly talk about it. Because, like, you mentioned something that being without a father, it hurt you in so many different ways.
Mm.
Being with me, I had that anger towards my dad. I know him, but he wasn't there.
Mm.
He only showed up in my life when I was older, when everything was fine. How can I put it? He only showed up when I had grown and life was a bit different, you know. I had that anger. I hated him so much, so much, so much that I ended up doing things that I'm not proud of. Like drinking. I used to drink, like drinking out my sorrows and stuff. Because like I had friends who had their dad, their dad would do everything to them for them, actually. And then when he came to me, I was only looking up to my mother, who was unemployed at the time. Because there's one thing that had me to most, sorry to say this on radio, I was performing so well at school, but you know, instead of pursuing mine and my dreams and everything, I chose to find work to provide for my family. With an age of a 19 year old.
Yeah.
I'm so sad, man. I'm so sad. Even now. Such wish.
Yeah.
Go back to school and stuff.
My brother. I want to speak a special blessing upon your life. I want you to understand that your earthly father might have been absent, might have never done the things that you wished he should have done, but there is God who's waiting to embrace you. There is God who's waiting to heal you, who's waiting to heal those scars. And I know it might have been impossible for you to see yourself now as a father, but God has given you a son. A son who you are going to shape to be a man. And those scars that you have with you, wear them as a badge of honor, because you will not do the same thing to your son. You will be a man who speaks for your son, a man who stands for your son, a man who provides for your son. You are the beginning of change, my brother. That is what you are. And God is going to open up doors you have never imagined because of the scars that you carry. I want you from this moment to view yourself as a child who grew up with a heavenly father who loved you more than you can never, ever imagine. Earthly fathers are here to accompany us to this earth, but truly it is God who can elevate us. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you that when God elevates you, may he find you in the position to receive his blessing. May he find you and may he meet you at your point of need. And may these scars heal in your life. I speak the healing of Jesus Christ over your life. And every other man who's struggling with the same issue, I speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is our God. Bruce, my brother, I'm going to remain in contact with you because I'm excited about your future. As a father, and as a man walking on this earth, we need more of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Can I share something? I don't like.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't believe in my life, you know.
Yeah.
That's what something I did want instead of something.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I increased my sanity on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I want to carry him everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Because he means everything to me. To all the fathers, I know sometimes it can be sad. There are those fathers who don't like to see the child. They're pregnant. Because there are problems that they have relationships with.
Yeah.
But to all the fathers, let us all be proud of our children.
Yeah.
Regardless of any situation, why do you go through with the mother?
Yeah. Definitely. Bruce, I'm losing you there, but But my brother, we're going to carry on this conversation off air, you and I, as we receive more healing. This morning, I really want to pray for you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I want to pray for you regarding your daddy issues, those very issues and those very scars that you live with. and let God carry you and let God cover you. The number is 082-654-2446. That's how you and I can get in touch. You can send me a voice note. Alternatively, you can also give me a call. 087-288-9697. This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The pioneers of progress. I keep saying to you that we are international, and international indeed we are. But indeed, we are international. I got a message that says, hey, Minister of Restoration, I'm listening all the way from Japan. This show is a blessing, and may you continue doing great work. God bless you. From Japan. The message is from Pasta Bono Rambani. Thank you so much for that message. I really do appreciate it. Indeed, in this hour, you and I are receiving restoration from our God, our Savior, He who has called us into existence, He who knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. We're running back to Him to restore us. I'm sure you were surprised thinking that daddy issues was only something that the girl child would experience. But I am so blown away by how many texts and voice notes I'm receiving from young men, fathers, sons, who are saying, I've been dealing with this issue. I didn't know what to call it. I didn't even know what it was until you started speaking about it. And I guess that's what restoration is all about. It's about going deeper into the wound to be able to heal it. Doesn't help to dress a wound if you are not going to deal with the infection that lies beneath.
Greetings, men of God. I would just like to thank God, for He has been my pillar. He's been my strength. He's been my leader through it all. I grew up without a father, and now I'm a single mother of three. They don't have a father. And I thank God that without Him, I wouldn't have made it. I thank God for the grace and mercy, for the love and strength.
That voice note is unsigned. I just wonder, Chungo Shpinga, that the woodsy sorry. What if I had any woods run nepo, ever zura one and epoyan? But just divas of the wood, the Runangwana ne abadivinori, Mrova or Sabanga mean in a one. Iburia bungapangapa. Jesse, we doba guy. It's never too late. It's truly never, ever too late. Got a message from Anonymous in Mpumalanga. It says, Mr. Magwabeni, I suffer from mother issues. I grew up without her from the age of 6 and reconciled with her in 2012, and now I'm staying with her. I cannot connect with her. I feel her rejection all over again. She might have left not because of rejection, but it's a feeling I wish not to have. I'm going to be praying for you, Anonymous, in Mpumalanga. You see, when we pray to God, it doesn't matter how far you might be. God is able to feel and to restore you through our prayers. Another message that says, sometimes I ask myself this question, will I be a good father to my children? Because I've learned nothing about fatherhood. I'm 17 years old and I live without a father for 13 years. 13 years without a father. And now he's questioning himself will he ever be a great father? I know you can, and I know you will. I'm going to be praying with you. I've had such an amazing time connecting with you, such an amazing time sharing the restoring word of God, reconnecting and being revived in the word of God. And I do appreciate all of your messages. And indeed, as I sit here, I am overwhelmed by your love and overwhelmed by your ability to let God intervene in all our circumstances and our situations. There's a message here that says, Mr. Mogobeni, anonymous as well. You know, I used to feel like I am the only one who is like the previous sender of a WhatsApp message that you have just read. I have been rejected by my father and the father of my son. This Steady Issues program has been so much a healing session for me. May you please pray with me as well, that I might be able to cover that void. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Another message that says, you are talking about a very touching story that children need their fathers. I agree 100%. And for us as women, we sometimes run to older men for the comfort of knowing that he loves you and that he can be able to sustain you. Things that our fathers should have done for us. But now we get used and abused by men who take advantage of our scars. Anonymous. Umagwabeni, this is Bruce. Everyone listening to the show who's struggling with suicidal thoughts, emotional scars, may God heal their emotions and mental wounds. May they also know that Abba Father loves them dearly, and he sees and knows their struggles. And like he said in his word, that he will never leave them nor forsake them. He has great plans for them. May they hold on to his promise and his word. May they be strengthened. Thank you, Bruce. In this time, I want to take this moment, and as you and I conclude, may you know that God loves you. Whatever stage in your life you might be at, wherever you might find yourself, whether your father is alive or he is no more, may you know that your earthly father, who was shaped by God, might also have some issues that he's going through and praying through. And it is up to you to grab on to the Father who shaped you and who called you to this point in life where you find yourself. And as I pray for you, Father God, Father, we thank you that you are our God. You are our Father. You draw close to us, O God, even without us knowing. Father, we feel your presence. We know that you love us, and there is nothing you will not do for us. Father, open us up that you might begin to heal us. Heal us from our wounds that some of us might have even forgotten or suppressed, O God. I pray for that man who's trying to be a better father to his children. I pray for that woman who's trying to be a better woman for her son in a world where she is having to deal with an absent father, O God. May you bless her, O God. May you strengthen her. Give her the courage. Give her the warmth that she might need. And for that man who knows, Father, may you touch his heart. Father, may you find mercy and grace over them. And for the fathers who continue to be fathers to their children and to their families, the men who stand in between the gap, oh God, may you be with them. And this morning, if you have not Let Jesus Christ into your heart. I would like to give you the opportunity to pray with me. If you would say, Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I ask that you forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins and you rose again from the grave. I turn from my sins and invite you into my heart that you might be my God. I believe if you said that prayer, God is able to do great things and he is going to sustain you and going to do great and mighty things in your life.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.